Just talking about how we segue from one Los Angeles Times columnist to the other, but then coming up on Fresh Air in 20 minutes, it's former Los Angeles Times writer Jim Tankersley, who's now with the New York Times. He'll be talking about his new book, The Riches of This Land, looking at the middle class in America. So it's LA Times on parade today on KPECC. Jim Tankersley, now with the New York Times, formerly LA Times. My pleasure to welcome LA Times columnist Pat Morrison, who wrote a wonderful piece about area codes and why they seem to matter so much to us here in Southern California. Pat, good morning.
Morning, Larry. Always a treat to talk to you.
So much fun. I loved this piece because you actually referenced a much older LA Times piece about numerology and area codes here in Southern California, and that was hilarious.
Well, the idea that someone would assign a personality to numbers, or someone else, I cited a man who was an expert on the social effect of telephone technology. Who knew this was so studied?
Well, before we get into what area codes represent to people, I'd like to hear from AirTalk listeners. To what lengths did you go to get your area code? If there was a particular one that you really wanted to keep or to obtain, I want to hear good stories about how you went to those lengths and why you went to the trouble of fighting so hard to have a particular area code. Why does it even matter? Why is it more than simply three additional digits tacked on at the front of your phone number? Why is it more than utilitarian? 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Pat, I'm, you know, as you know, a fourth generation Angeleno, and I actually, in my youth, remember seeing stuff around my grandparents' house that had just five digits on it. That's how far. And everybody had the 213 area code, and area codes were even fairly new. So, you know, the 213 area code, of course, was the first to be subdivided. And, you know, talk about what effect that had here when people lost that area code.
Well, 213 originally, when area codes were founded in 1947, 213 went from Bakersfield to the Mexican border to the border with Arizona.
Wow.
With its own state. And so for years, people thought of 213. But then we started to get the 714 area code, which was south, which is Orange County and south. Then we got 805. One after another, we were divided by area codes. And 213 came to be the core of the city. 818 was the valley, 310 the west side. And I discovered that people really look upon these area codes, sometimes even without realizing it, as a portable identity, that you are what your area code number is. And of course, stereotypes have sprung up around what those area codes represent.
You know, for me, I have to say, I had a little bit of a feeling about it when my 213 was changed to 323, because having grown up with 213 and losing it as a young adult, I had a little bit of a twinge about that. But for some of these, because they actually have identities associated with them, it's, you know, much harder than that. And, you know, I've heard stories, particularly people with the 310 area code who ascribe a certain prestige to that west side, you know, centric area code if they have to get another one.
On the other hand, I had a man tell me that he thought of himself as a 213 person, and he hated the idea, even though he lived on the west side, of having a 310 area code. So when it came time to buy a cell phone, he drove downtown to make sure he'd have a 213. He just thought 310 was a terrible message.
866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We're talking about how emotionally attached people get to their area codes, the lengths to which they'll go to try and obtain a particular code or to keep one they have, even if there would be otherwise reason to change their phone numbers. 866-893-KPECC. Jeff, in Mid-City, Los Angeles, you're on AirTalk.
Yeah, I just want to say, when I moved here over 20 years ago, Area codes weren't quite a big thing, but like people weren't necessarily bringing phones in from out of state, but they were locally a big thing. And my brother, who was visiting friends at the time, not living in LA, he was just visiting friends at a restaurant, and he watched people trying to pick up other people. And a guy went over and got a phone number from a girl and came back to his table with his friends. And the first thing they all said is, "What's the area code? What's the area code?" And he said, "Oh, Valley." And he threw it away. And my brother said, "So whatever you do when you move there, make sure you get an LA area code in on the west side somewhere. Because more importantly, if we're wanting to work with people and collaborate, I was afraid at the time, if I didn't have an LA side area code, that I wouldn't be able to get as many jobs in the industry."
Jeff, was that area code snobbery that you're describing in that social event, or was it about being, you know, locationally, you know, close to someone? Was that the issue?
Yeah, I think it was the latter. And in fact, I actually moved here temporarily. It turned out to be for about 5 years in Thousand Oaks, because that's where my then girlfriend wanted to live, needed to live for work. So I was really worried if I had like an 818 area code that nobody would want to collaborate with me because the distance would be too far. And people didn't want to date somebody on the other side of the Santa Monica Mountains.
Yeah, geographically undesirable. Jeff, thank you so much. In Mid-City LA, 866-893-KPECC. The AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Tweet at AirTalk. Post on the AirTalk Facebook page. And Pat, that is a big deal for people in business. For example, I've seen that your article may have referenced this, that for the overlay, the newer area codes that overlay the strictly regional ones, people in business are concerned about that because it may make it appear like, you know, they haven't been established long.
And that they're not local when people are looking, especially for local services. This is a man, I quoted a man who runs a telephone company, telephone number brokerage, where you can buy a number with a 310 area code or with an 818 area code. And he said a lot of businesses want to have a geographic identity. And even though they have an overlay number, they trade it or buy an additional number that makes them look like a local business.
Pat, there's been some controversy over the expansion of area codes, whether it was even necessary. And you had some consumer activists who charged that, you know, in creating new area codes, there were plenty of available numbers with the old ones. What appeared to have been the biggest drivers of the proliferation of codes?
Well, about 20 years ago, there was a big telecom that was lobbying the feds to approve these higgledy-piggledy overlays nationwide, so you wouldn't have any sense of place anywhere. And the California PUC was saying to the feds, no, you have to make them act like honest brokers, because the California PUC said this number shortage is artificial, thus the need for new area codes is spurious, because they would keep hold of, these phone companies would keep hold of blocks of numbers. It wasn't like they were running out of numbers or giving them out one at a time. They would hold on to blocks of numbers for businesses and then tell the rest of it, oh, we need a new area code because there's a shortage of area codes. And that simply wasn't the case. And so that's why you find some of these numbers still around, still available.
All right. Let's talk with Andy in East Hollywood. Andy, share with us your story of area codes.
Sure. I moved to Los Angeles from New York as an actor back in 2000. And before moving here, I had done a couple of acting expos and met with potential agents and casting directors, and they all said the same thing. If you're going to get moved to Los Angeles, you need to get a 213 area code so that you'll be taken seriously, so that people actually know that you live here in LA. And I got here, and that's what I got, a 213 area code. It's my cell phone at this point, but it's definitely a part of my identity. And over 20 years, I would tell people that were coming to Los Angeles to be actors, like, you have to get a Los Angeles area code.
All right, Andy, and it kind of makes sense. Do you think, Andy, because the thought was, well, if you don't have a local area code, it makes you look like you're dabbling or visiting, not like you're rooted in the acting community here.
Very much so. But now, of course, everyone has their own area code from wherever they move.
Yeah, it's a little different. So true. Andy, thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC. Jen of LA writes on the page, I totally remember as a teen in the 80s being heartbroken when we split from 213 to 818. Now I'm Valley proud, of course, she says. On the flip side, a dear friend moved out of state and had to change his 818 number because, as some have said, businesses expect a local area code. I thought that was sad. Would hate to give up my LA area code identity. Jen of LA writing on the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. We'll be back momentarily with Pat Morrison, LA Times columnist. Ralph writes on the Air Talk page, the great Pat Morrison, KPCC, is never better, smarter, or more listenable than when she's on the mic. Ralph, wonderful sentiment, I know held by many. Pat Morrison is with us on Air Talk today, and we're talking with you about area codes 866-893-KPECC. Pat, you know, we think of this a lot as a Southern California thing, but New Yorkers have their version, don't they?
They do. Of course, 212, the original area code for New York, L.A. right behind it with 213. But there have been a couple of cell phone only area codes in New York. And there was a scene in Sex in the City where the character Carrie had given up an old number. And then when she got a new cell phone number, it wasn't the coveted New York overlay. It was some unrecognizable, undistinguished number. And she was fit to be tied. And it's the scene in Seinfeld where Elaine gives up her phone and she's so desperate to get her 212 back that she steals a 212 number from her dead neighbor.
Yeah, I remember that episode. 866-893-KPECC. Charles writes on the page, I was bored one summer, so I memorized all the area codes in the U.S. There were far fewer at that point. Yeah, I'm actually old enough, Charles, where I felt like I knew the area codes of most major American cities because there just weren't that many. So you'd know San Francisco was 415, and, you know, you'd know you know, what all the different area codes for Phoenix or Chicago and New York and all. Now there's so many, I'd be shocked if someone can make that claim. I don't know, maybe so. Ted says there's also a funny scene in the movie Swingers about area codes. Beth, in West Los Angeles, your story of the codes.
Hello, thank you. Well, I live in West LA. I'm actually from Chicago. And every time someone asks for my number, they say, you mean 310? I say, no, 312. Also, because I don't want to be associated with the West Side snobbery, and the Chicago area code gives me some street cred and I would never give it up.
All right. Beth, thanks very much. Yeah, and I bet there are a lot of people in Southern California who are, you know, very associated with where they came from, emotional attachment, and are not going to give up that and might have lived here for years. Pat, you might have even heard from people like that.
I did. And there's a man who emailed me about his 818 phone number, and he's since moved back east, like we're hearing from some listeners. And he kept the 818 because he says, I'm a Valley boy. No matter where I am, I'm going to be a Valley boy. And the flip side is someone who emailed me about real estate shopping down in Corona Del Mar, and he said the real estate agents were pushing him because not only did they want to sell the house, but they said, well, if you have a 949 area code, the status of 949, they called it, and they one of them actually said, if you didn't have that, you would be practically nobody.
Wow. Sonia in Trabuco Canyon, Orange County says, I'm from the 909. I went to a networking event. A woman told me she also had a 909 number, but she didn't like to share it for professional reasons. Sonia says it's so weird. Let's see. Ron in West Los Angeles. What's your area code experience to share?
Yeah. Hey, Larry. In the mid-1980s, I was assistant to a developer. We were doing a small development, luxury development off of Mulholland. And at the time, they just started the 818 in the Valley. And we did whatever we could. I called the phone company, the city. We called our city council person to get our little development, even though it was just on the Valley side of Mulholland, to get the 213 area code, which we were able to get. and we figured we'd be getting more money for our houses because of it.
Yeah, isn't that amazing that that would really have an effect on the value of the house? Amazing. Ron, thank you. 866-893-KPECC. Let's see. We have Dean with us in Santa Clarita. Your area code experience.
Hey, Larry. I'm in my 60s and raised my family out in Santa Clarita, and we moved from the 805 to the 661 area code. And when my daughter grew up and went down and got involved in the luxury hotel business in L.A., she immediately changed her phone number to a 310. Interesting thing was, though, she kept it when she spent 10 years in New York, and now is back here and still has that same number.
Interesting.
I'm old enough to remember as a kid, my phone number in Washington started with was called Chestnut 8.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days. Yeah, we had the Axminster prefix where I lived. AX. Yeah, before they did away with those. Dean, thank you very much. Let's see. Ray in Beaumont, you have four area codes?
Yes, Larry. I moved here from Miami with my original cell phone number 786. I couldn't get a 305, so I had a 786. I kept that for a while. Eventually, I got a family plan for my mom and my girlfriend and my roommate. And when my girlfriend moved out, I kept that phone, which is a 310. And I figured, okay, I do real estate. At some point, once I change my business cards, I'll do the 310. And then at some point, I saw something on the news about the 212s from New York, Manhattan. And I was like, oh, can I get one? So I got a 212 as well. And then I recently opened up a small business in Beaumont, and I got a Beaumont area code. Just because, like some of your people said, people want to buy locally or they think you're not from there. Even realtors that have out-of-state area codes will be like, are you even in California? And I'm like, bro, you have an out-of-state.
Yeah, why is he asking about you? Ray, that's amazing. Well, you take the record, at least for this segment of Air Talk, with four different area codes. Ray, thanks very much. Pat Morrison, wrap us up, please, on the response that your column has generated.
It actually has been tremendous. And people who have said, you know, it's always been in the back of their minds, but they thought they were being silly about this, that nobody thinks this way, and all of a sudden turns out that virtually the whole world has area code portable 310-23 digit identities here. It's fascinating to hear their stories, as it has been with you, Larry.
I've enjoyed it, Pat. It's such a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. And Nathan in West Hollywood wants to make sure to bring up what was included in your column, that the reason their low digit area codes originally in the major cities was because you had to rotary dial phones and lower numbers you have to dial less. That's why 212, 213, 415, for example. Thank you so much for joining us for another Air Talk on KPECC. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is coming up next. Jim Tankersley, the guest from the New York Times, writing about the American middle class.